There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
On. That's the important thing. I'm here, and you can depend on me, and you can depend on Jennifer Horn, you can depend on Rich McFadden, you can depend on Kenny Kessler, and you can depend on yourself. You have ideas, you can share them with us, no matter how well they are received or not. Help yourself to 888-302-3684. A lot of people want to talk about Donald Trump. A lot of people think they've heard Donald Trump, or they think they've heard about Donald Trump through the news media. How about we listen to Donald Trump? We got into a little bit of a verbal fisticuff in the last half hour of the program because I think somebody didn't really hear what I was saying. And I said, Richie, why don't you play back the tape? Well, it wasn't necessary for that conversation. But I do think all of the focus on Donald Trump and what he says or doesn't say, or how it's interpreted or how it's reported, I think oftentimes, especially if it's controversial and really worth the time, you take the time. Jennifer has done that. Jennifer listened to what Trump actually said, and what he actually said isn't what's being reported as what he said.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of room for wiggle.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's more. A little room for wiggle.
I think there's a little bit more than a little bit of room for some wiggle,
and people
frankly
aren't bringing up the fact, and I'm not here to support Donald Trump. I mean, I think he's as much of a clown, but I love what he's saying. But people aren't bringing up the fact that McCain started it. McCain said, you know, he's bringing out all the crazies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and those are his supporters. I mean, those are Donald Trump supporters that he is calling crazy.
If I'm a Donald Trump supporter, does that make me crazy?
Well, that's what Donald Trump is saying. Hey, just because they like me doesn't mean they're crazy. I know crazy, and these people are not crazy.
All right, so let's listen to the audio. When was this speech actually? When was this
Saturday?
Wasn't it in New Hampshire, if I'm remembering correctly?
Yeah, this is Iowa. It's at the Family Leadership Summit, and this is right from PBS.
Appreciate it, but referring to people as rapists, referring to John McCain, a war hero, 5.5 years as a POW,
this is the beginning.
Call him a dummy. Is that appropriate in running for president?
Okay. You got to let me speak though, Frank, because you interrupt all the time. Okay.
So.
Sorry, I should have said.
No, I know him too well. That's the problem. Let's take John McCain. I'm in Phoenix. We have a meeting that is going to have 500 people at the Biltmore Hotel. We get a call from the hotel. It's turmoil. Thousands and thousands of people are showing up. 3-4 days before, they're pitching tents on the hotel grass. The hotel says, we can't handle it. It's going to destroy the hotel. We move it to the convention center. We have 15,000 people. John, the biggest one ever. Bigger than Bernie Sanders. Bigger than 15,000 people showed up to hear me speak. Bigger than anybody. And everybody knows it. A beautiful day with incredible people that were wonderful, great Americans, I will tell you. John McCain goes, oh boy, Trump makes my life difficult. He had 15,000 crazies show up. Crazies. He called them all crazy. I said, they weren't crazy. They were great Americans. These people, if you would have seen these people, I know what crazy is. I know all about crazies. These weren't crazy. So he insulted me, and he insulted everybody in that room. And I said, somebody should run against John McCain, who has been, you know, in my opinion, not so hot. And I supported him. I supported him for president. I raised $1 million for him. It's a lot of money. I supported him. He lost. He let us down. But, you know, he lost. So I never liked him as much after that, because I don't like losers.
But Frank, let me get to it. He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you agree with that?
He's a war hero because he was captured, okay? You could have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now he said some very bad things about a lot of people. So what I said is John McCain, I disagree with him that these people aren't crazy. And, very importantly, and I speak the truth, he graduated last in his class at Annapolis. So I said, nobody knows that. I said, he graduated last, or second to last. He graduated last in his class at Annapolis. And he was upset. I said, why, for telling the truth? See, you're not supposed to say that somebody graduated last or second to last in their class, because you're supposed to be like Frank says, very nice. Folks, I want to make America great again. We want to get down to brass tacks. We don't want to listen to his stuff.
All right.
With being politically correct.
So I think we get the drift here, do we not?
Not as bad as the news media is making it sound, right?
I don't think it is at all.
Nothing's ever bad as the news media.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they do sound bites. And so they combined loser and he's not a war hero all into one clip. When he was saying he lost the presidential race, he's a loser because he lost the presidential race.
See, you can take with technology things and twist them and turn them around so that it isn't at all what you said or what you thought you said. But he's not as thin-skinned about it as I am.
he still takes the shot at him and says, you know, he kind of says, well, he could be a hero, but and then he blows it off and he's like, he's a hero because he got caught.
Yeah.
So, you know, he still takes the shot at him.
All of this, we could do well without it because it really isn't the issue. Whether they're crazy or they're not crazy, they're voters. They're potential users of the system to make the system better. It was the same thing as Barack Obama got out a lot of people that didn't vote when Bill Clinton and/or George Bush was president. There were a lot of people who just stayed home, didn't go vote. Barack Obama got those people, many of them, out to vote for whatever the reason.
Because there was a historic election.
Right. Sure. So now you've got somebody who may get out the vote. What would you say if after all of this process, people who are supporting Trump may not even be registered Republicans? Do you people who are Republicans want more people to vote as Republicans? And if they go to the primary, register as Republicans, and vote for Donald Trump, then what are you going to say if Trump wins in the primaries? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Something to be thought about, because the revolution has begun. There has to be a revolution in this country in order for us to survive. I think, anyway, I think this country is going down the wrong path in so many different directions, and it's like barreling down. It's not going slowly. It's barreling down the track, and somebody needs to, you know, stop the train in some way, shape, or form. Is it Donald Trump? I don't know. I don't see it in Ray Perry. In I don't see it.
Rick Perry.
I don't see it in any of these candidates. I see them as all standard bearers doing the same thing. Hillary Clinton is a standard bearer. Jeb Bush is a standard bearer. There's nobody out there other than
Scott Walker's.
Okay, well, I need to pay more attention to him. You keep telling me that, and I haven't, but I will. And Rand
Scott
Paul.
Scott Walker's kind of the blend.
Rand Paul.
Not a fan.
Donald Trump and Scott Walker, you're telling me, are people to listen to. All right? I don't
Scott
see
Walker's
anybody.
Kind of a blend of Trump.
By the way,
low key.
I live in Massachusetts much of the year. I live in a town called Framingham, which is decidedly traditionally Democratic. I'm talking about traditional Democrat, not socialist Democrat.
I have like seen. A Southern Democrat, right?
Dog, what do they call them? Blue dog Democrats.
Blue dog, yeah.
So I'm looking around my neighborhood. Now, I live in an area that, granted, is fairly upscale. And there's a lot of people that work in Boston that do Framingham as a bedroom community. They come out here because of my farm, Frank. People who live around here live here because of my farm. I don't say that to sound like a jerk, but they live here because there's a rural farm atmosphere to the community. We've saved this part of town. And that's why people come here and pay more money for houses than they would at a different in a different part of town. I have seen in the last 3 days five Bernie Sanders what do they call those things that you stick on the ground? Signs.
The signs, yeah.
Yeah. Five of them in my name. There's no other signs for anybody. But I've seen five Bernie Sanders.
People do not want to let on that he's going to be a challenge to Hillary Clinton, but I think he is at least really more than people are saying that he is.
Yeah, I think
he's filling up arenas. People like him.
Yep. Well, and they like him for the same reason, not necessarily the same attitude, but he's saying things
because he's a muckster.
People, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Just like Trump, but
he's
on the other side.
Just like Trump. That's exactly right.
He stirs it up.
Just like Trump, and we need it. People are responding to it because they're so fed up with what's going on,
and I think it's a good quote.
So would it be an interesting reality to have Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump in the election of 2016? How would you like that, boys and girls?
Never happened.
It would be terrific. Why would it never happen? Why do you say that? Do you want it not to happen?
Because I'm a realist. No, I think it would be awesome if it happened. Are you kidding?
My father used to say I'm being realistic about things when it came to me. He used to say to me, well, you can't really run that bus company. You have to be realistic. Or you won't really be successful on the radio. You know, you got to be realistic. Hello, here I am. How many years later?
That's not a stretch to me. I'm saying that was
something that I could have probably done without.
He was right on that one. Yeah.
Well, you know, 50%. He's batting 500.
A clock is right at him twice a day. Well, it was okay for a while, Richie. It went all right for a while when he said that it was okay.
But the reality is we always end up, whoever runs, Obama, Clinton, Bush, whatever, they always head to the center for the election. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then after they get to through the election, they get elected, boom, they go wherever they want to go.
Yeah.
And they tack to the sides. They tack right or they tack left during the primary, and then they go to the center, and then who knows what the heck they do after they get elected.
Yeah. I want to say thank you to Jake Merrick, who commented nicely on Facebook. All our Facebook friends, help yourself to facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. It's 18 past the hour now on today's Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited, all in for one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
You have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone.
That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right. David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after. All in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pick of phone for $80 a month, all in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee and well-qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line on iPhone 6, 16GB, Galaxy S6, 32GB, or HTC One M9. And it varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use rules and restrictions apply. Compared to 20GB plan with Edge, hotspot, and international text. See web for details. Marks are property of their owners.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Hi to Eric Stewart, who's a good listener to the Good Day program, 21 after the hour.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are playing a song by a group that only had one number one song in their repertoire.
There was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but we
remember this.
And he finally came back.
I remember that.
His hair had turned from black into bright white.
I do not.
Good Lord.
I don't either.
He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul.
Well, you're going to earn your prize today if you can figure out who's doing this. However, you do it. It's called...
Four of those.
Yeah. Who is this? 888-302-3684. If you are the winner, you will get a Cedarside spray pack with one of the, I think there are actually four different spritzers. You can use this to get rid of all of the ugga-buggas that are around your home. This is the natural way to clean the bad stuff out of your house. Great for travel, great for having around your children, your dogs, whatever. So if you would like to win a pack of Cedarside original insect spray, then you call 888-302-3684.
Tell us who this is.
Brad Roberts is the lead vocal. His brother Dan played bass and sang backup. They were called originally Bad Brad Roberts and the St. James Rhythm Pigs.
Huh. I love that name.
Their current name was suggested by a friend of the band who was in medical school, even though they were from Canada. Was a much bigger hit in the U.S. and in Europe than it was up there. Group featured in the soundtrack of the movie Dumb and Dumber. They recorded a number of albums, but there were no more big pop single hits for this group. This was number one during this week in 1993, by the way. By 2001, most of them had started to pursue solo careers. The band reunited in 2008, have released new music and toured in the last few years. But nothing got them there like this did. What do you think?
Pretty good, Dougie. I'm impressed. Yeah.
version better.
You like my version better?
I know. I think I might too.
Do a remake on it.
Listen to the chorus of MERS.
Alright,
let's have a little conversation with Sean, who's in Fairbanks, Alaska. Hi, Sean. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi there.
How are you doing today?
It could be better, but you know.
Well, what's the matter? Come on. What can we do to make you feel better?
Oh, just one thing after another. It would take the rest of the hour to explain.
Really? Has not to do with when you have women troubles, do you?
Oh, that too, but that's another thing.
You have a job, but you have a good job?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell are you complaining about?
Yeah.
Wait, let me find out if he's sick. Did you get told by a doctor you had some rare disease that was going to kill you?
No.
Oh, all right. So you've got a good woman in your life.
Look at the bright side.
Got a job. and he's not sick. So listen.
I didn't say I had a good woman. He said you have woman problems.
I'm alive and walking, so I really shouldn't be worrying, right?
That's right. Yeah. Nah, don't worry about anything.
Half the battle, just getting out of bed.
And you're about to win a dumb radio prize.
How do you know he's about to win? He hasn't given us the answer yet. What's the name of this group?
Okay. Crash Test Dummy.
Now he wins the prize.
Woo!
Yeah, right. We're going to send you Cedar Side biting insect spray to get rid of all of the things, the bugs that are up there. And this time of year, there are a lot of bugs in Alaska, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are. All right. You can use it to spray away your problems, Sean, whatever they may be. Hold on just a second.
Maybe he misses the dark.
Well, he can get that in 6 months. All right. So, yes, the crash test dummies takes away the prize. That was nice. Sean, have a wonderful day. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when I was younger and I was growing up with my first dog, we only fed the dog once a day, and every one of my friends did the same thing. Why are so many veterinarians and people like myself now recommending that you feed your dogs more frequently? Many veterinarians and dog guardians feel that dogs are more content and don't become over hungry when their daily ration of food is divided into two or three portions. Some dogs become physically ill and weak when forced to go without food for a 24-hour period of time. Just think about it from your own point of view. Yes, can your dog get all the nutrition from one feeding a day? The answer is a resounding yes, but think about it from a behavioral standpoint. Just like with human beings, if your belly is hungry and empty, you're more apt to get in trouble. So the recommendations from myself and many veterinarians is to feed your dog a minimum of twice a day. If you can, three times a day. Not more food. We don't want them chubby. Just more frequent feedings broken up throughout the daily exercise and day for your dogs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm 33 after the hour, stimulating, getting people to think about the issues of the day. That's a good thing. I'm Doug Steffen. Did I say that already once? How many times should
okay,
I say
okay, we like to know who you are.
All right, I like to know who you are. You're Jennifer Horn. He's Rich McFadden at Controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook, Twitter, and some of the other social media for our benefit. Things that are going on today include a discussion of more information from David Sweat. Who apparently, remember that Night Stalker show? He was a night walker. He had a lot of freedom, apparently, at the Clinton Correctional Facility in New York State. He told authorities that he got out of his cell every night and had been doing it for months and months and months and months because the guards...
He had his cell phone, right?
We're asleep. Well, I mean, so the guards are asleep. Does that mean that the doors are open to all the cells? What does that mean? He wandered around tunnels and pipes in the bowel of the prison, and that's how he figured out how to get out.
And no one noticed or cared. Now, he may have had more access because he struck these deals with the prison guards.
What were the deals?
Well, he would give information. I know there's that one guard, Gene Palmer, I think was his name, who is in trouble because he had a deal with the guy. Actually, I think it was with the dead one. Yeah. The dead one would paint the guy pictures, and he would bring him, like, meat in return. And then I think they would also sell information to this guy. So they would tell people, you know, they would tell Palmer about stuff going on in the prison with the inmates, and he would give them special freedoms and rights.
Yeah, neat, huh? What a great country, America.
Let's make a deal, huh?
Yeah, let's make a deal. All right, so anyway, that's one thing you'll hear people talking about today. Then there is this this mysterious death of a woman named Sandra Bland. She lived in Chicago. She was in Texas for a new job at a college. She was pulled over by police for a traffic violation and then arrested after the police said she became uncooperative. What does that mean? when you are uncooperative? Is that one of those catch-all?
Maybe not wanting to get out of the car. Yeah, maybe,
not going
to
give you my license.
Yeah.
Well, they said that she kicked the officer.
Really? Uh-huh.
Was she? That's uncooperative. I'm pretty sure that would qualify.
Yeah, it would qualify. So dash cam video is going to be released today to sort of put the touches on. This is another one of these. This is a very touchy subject. Not only a woman, but a black woman. Her family and friends don't believe that she hanged herself. They don't believe that at all. She was not breathing when the police got there. And they say she hanged herself. The family says anything but suicidal, excited about the job, excited about moving, excited about life. The DA there says the inquiry into her death will be treated like a murder investigation. I suppose that's going down with the police. But this is another one of the...
Well, they have a lot of video footage, so I think before we can make any judgments, we should see what they release, because they have dash cam footage, they have footage from the prison, and you know what? That's why these cameras, I think, are such a great idea, even though I think it's so silly that we have to be at this point where everything is on camera.
Yes.
It protects both parties, and so let's see what happens.
When they came to D.C., the cameras... My brother volunteered, who's a cop in D.C., because he's like, I want my
Sign
side.
Sign me up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get me up.
This
get
was
up.
A motion-operated camera, Kenny. Shows there was no activity for 90 minutes in the hallway leading to the cell where this woman was found hanged. She'd been in jail for 3 days. The video of the arrest... exonerate them. I'm guessing that's why they're eager to.
They wouldn't be so quick to put out that footage if it didn't make...
Well, but that doesn't tell you what went on in the jail. It just tells you what went on at the site of her being arrested.
But there's some footage, I think, from the jail as well. They're saying that there was no movement in the hallway, which means that no one came in to hurt her.
Right. There was no cameras in her cell, but there was cameras in the hallway, and they said that there was nobody... No one entering before or after the body was discovered.
So what does this do for the continuing debate, the national debate over the police? All of these high-profile cases that we have in the last, year or so, blacks killed by white officers, is it fair to judge the police on incidents like this? Should the FBI be investigating this? One wonders, are these coincidental? Is the news media doing their job? Have these sort of things been going on and just nobody caught them? After all of these years now, we're seeing there are plenty of reasons, and I don't know that this is an example because you don't really know what happened, but it comes one on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other. So do we become insensitive to it after a while?
I think we do.
I think that you just, how many times, there are some people who say, how many times you call, wolf, 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 but yet they're disturbing, aren't they? I find this stuff disturbing.
Yes, I mean, it's disturbing anytime you have police behaving badly. It's disturbing when you have a woman who gets arrested and hangs herself in a jail cell. I mean,
because she kicked a police officer? Come on.
There's got to be more. I mean, there's got to be more going on in that story.
I think so.
And, you know, who knows? I mean, who knows what her family situation is? I would hope they'd come out and talk about whatever was going on with her. And you know.
All right. Let's go to Los Angeles, where police... Yeah. Have found
overrated.
Los Angeles. I love Los Angeles. I love Los Angeles. Great energy. I don't like driving there anymore, but I do love the energy.
You just sounded like Trump. Yeah. I love Los Angeles. Los Angeles. I love Los Angeles.
I do love Los Angeles. I do. I love
very
the energy
Trump
there.
Comment that you just made.
Really, I'm finding myself more and more in that camp. I'll tell you, as many people want to throw stones at me as you want to, I find that Donald Trump is. At least saying what I'm thinking, and I think it's time that somebody said that and meant it. Anyway, so here's the police finding a dead guy's home doing an investigation, and what do they find? Oh, look! 1,200 guns!
Really?
Yeah.
Two tons of ammunition.
I don't think we have licenses for all of them either.
I think probably not. This guy's body was found decomposing in his car, was parked down the street. He lives in Pacific Palisades, for God's sakes. It's not like he lives over where Jennifer lives. He lives in the high rent district. I'm teasing about that, Jennifer. Anyway, this is a very interesting thing because Pacific Palisades is very upscale. And so
you'd have to be to afford that many guns.
I just am wondering how do you get the price tags are still attached to them. Some are still in boxes. No signs of foul play. No indication that he'd been involved in any criminal activity. Detectives want to investigate why he had so many guns. Because he can. It's legal. What's wrong with having 1,200 guns? See, I'm going to come down on the side of the guy who's got the guns in this circumstance. No, I am. Because if it's none of their damn business why he has 1,200 guns. Unless there is some reason to suspect that he was going to do. How do we know what his deal was? I had a friend who had, I don't know, 120, 130 guns are all collector's items. He wants to buy ammunition, so what's he going to do? This is that circumstance where you're proven guilty, or you're guilty until proven innocent. Oh, this guy must have been up to something bad. Look at all these guns. It's legal. There's no limit on the number of guns you can own, is there? In this country?
I don't know.
Does it say someplace you can only own 10 guns, 15 guns, 20 guns?
But you do have to have a permit for them, right? Don't you have to?
Yeah, each one has to be legal.
Or registered?
Each one, you have to have a permit for every gun you own.
I don't know.
Here's the commander out there. He says it's not a crime to have a large number of weapons as long as they are legal to own and legally obtained.
Okay, but do you have to have a license for every single gun that you own? You do.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, but it's interesting. I'm betting he didn't have 1,200
licenses. And they're saying that his death does not look like it was a homicide, so they're not investigating. They don't even know how he died.
Mm.
So then why are we even talking about it? So far, nothing's been going wrong.
Because he had 1,200 guns.
Because that's what people will take and twist it around to make it look like he was doing something wrong.
Did he kill 1,200 people with them?
No, he didn't do anything. Apparently, he didn't do anything with them. He just had them. So is that a crime? The answer is no.
But this is what's so nuts to me is we don't know anything. We can just assume that he's a bad dude because he has 1,200 guns. And maybe he is. We don't know yet, right? But it's the front page on Fox News. If you go to foxnews.com right now, that's the story. That's like it's sitting in the box.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. All right. 17 before the hour, 43 after the hour, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Speaking of things that are crazy, you may or may not have heard us discussing secondhand smoke as an issue and how, according to the Stroke Health Center, secondhand smoke is directly tied to your stroke risk. So if you're not a smoker, but yet you have, as I do, compromised carotid arteries, because apparently, according to Dr. Ken, this new research suggests that people who have been exposed to secondhand smoke, like Richie and I have, are in danger of having plaque collect on their the carotid arteries. I have no plaque in my body anywhere. I have clean everything except my carotid arteries. And now this research suggests that I have them because of secondhand smoke that I was around growing up as a child. So, the reason I bring it up now in concert with our discussion of Super Beats is because Super Beats opens up your veins and arteries to get blood to where it needs to go. And we're thinking, Dr. Ken and I, we had this conversation over the weekend on the Good Day Health program, that this is a wonderful reason for you to sign on to using Super Beats. If you had smoke around when you were a youngster, and you don't know, you've not had a one of these ultrasounds on your neck to see how your carotid arteries are, perhaps you start with that. And then you start with Super Beats. 800-655-4183. And now, the sweet spot, Super Beats, available in a black cherry flavor. Super Beats, yes. Now available in a black cherry flavor. Still the same great product, same great benefits. Honestly, like drinking a glass of cherry juice. You will love this. If you like the original flavor, you'll love this. If the taste was holding you back before, because you thought anything, it tasted like a beet. Yeah, I'm not going to drink that. Well, now Super Beats has developed a black cherry flavor. You ought to call today, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. Comes with your first order, backed by a money-back guarantee. Get the book, Beat the Odds. Free shipping is yours, too. You'll love all the results. Call 800-655-4183. It's like a new, you'll feel a charge in your life. This gets blood to your brain, to your all parts of your body, your muscles, your organs. And now in the black cherry flavor, easier to like a lot more. And when you find out that it'll help you get blood to your brain, and maybe help if you have compromised carotid arteries, man, this is all nothing but good. 800-655-4183. Again, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a four-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo & Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
No gridlock here. All open, all information, all the time. Jen Jen has the television report. I noticed that Nathan, I think this guy's an interesting guy, Nathan Lane, joining the cast of American Crime Story. This is the FX series, a limited series that's about the murder trial of O.J., right?
I'm excited about this one. It's a great cast. They have Cuba Gooding Jr., John Travolta, Sarah Paulson, Courtney Vance, David Schwimmer. It's going to be pretty cool. And Nathan Lane, I think, is interesting. He is going to play F. Lee Bailey. Remember him from the trial?
Flea Bailey, we used to call him.
Flea, exactly. Right. And the way American Crime Story works is it takes a great moment, I guess, in crime history.
Great moment in crime.
Don't you like it? And puts it together into a TV series. So it'll be kind of cool to see how it all plays out. But
he's, by the way, on The Good Wife. He's a regular on The Good Wife.
Nathan Lane is?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. All right, what else is... Heroes. People have been talking about this. Heroes. Richie said to me earlier when we were talking about this, there's a trailer even for a television show?
You were asking...
Yeah, well, Heroes, yes, is a TV show, and it's coming back.
So yeah. Kind of fun. It's called Heroes Reborn.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Go ahead, Rich.
Doug was asking, why would they make a trailer for a TV show? And I said, I would go watch that.
Yeah,
I will watch that today.
Grunberg says that, quote, I'm doing something you don't expect. He's talking about his character, telepath Mark Parkman. Didn't we get a call from him? He wanted to go on about something.
Matt Parkman. He is. He's supposed to be the new baddie. He was a good guy on Heroes.
Oh, look, I got it.
And it looks like from the trailer,
So Grunberg's a bad guy now?
Memories can Maybe. He said he's in a dark place.
Really?
To make you believe that you I've got the truth. Those are the dangerous ones. When you look back on the decisions...
Oh, I can't wait to watch this.
Really?
It's going to be great. That was a great show the first couple of seasons. Then it started to kind of peter out a little bit. So hopefully they'll bring it back and do it right. But, yes, the trailer is out. So if you want to check it out, maybe we could post it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that would be kind of fun.
Okay.
All right. NBC is also doing a reboot of their own. They're doing Xena with the Hunger Games twist.
Yeah.
I saw that. Remember the original series?
Yeah, right. All right. 51 after next, Jen.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Sisters Unite. Very interesting work being done by a lady who is a basketball coach. We will relay the story to you. Is this relay or relate? Maybe a little of both. Yes, I think that that's accurate, Jennifer.
Both it is.
Doug Stephens, Good Day program at 54 past the hour. Stand by for a good summer tale on Good Day.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last, M725.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited, all in for one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
You have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone.
That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right. David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after, all in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all-in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all-in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pickup phone for $80 a month, all-in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee and well-qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line on iPhone 6, 16 gigabytes, Galaxy S6, 32 gigabytes, or HTC One M9. And it varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use rules and restrictions apply. Compared to 20 gigabyte plan with edge on flat and international text. See web for details. Smarts are property of their owners.
Don't you think that knowledge is power?
Yeah.
You feel that? You get that?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
You build the power to accomplish your goals when you educate yourself. It's all about knowledge. It's all about power. And not necessarily control, but it's better to know, to have information than not. What are you chuckling about?
Jennifer.
What did she say?
She slid in a funny one.
I didn't hear it. What was it?
I said it's all about the base. You were saying it's all about knowledge. It's all about power. And I said, and it's all about the base.
I don't get it.
I know you wouldn't.
Song.
Yeah, oh. The hit song.
Really? So here I am left out to dry. There you go again. Once again.
I
hate to, bring in a big pop culture reference. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a big idea.
Sure.
All right. Speaking of that, the National Basketball Association had a summer league, EIEIO, and apparently they found a new coach who now is going to have to be reckoned with. One would wonder, did they give her her job, this lady, because she was good or because they thought, it's summertime, you know, what do we have to lose? Let's try her out a little bit. And lo and behold, whoa, her team wins. So what's that story?
Yeah, she killed it. This lady's name is Becky Hammon, and she has made history because she became the first female head coach in NBA Summer League. She led the San Antonio Spurs to the Las Vegas Summer League Championship, and pretty cool. She's coached them to a 93-90 victory over
okay,
the
Okay, can I ask you a couple of questions here, please?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is this the regular team, the regular roster all of the NBA teams?
They go practice in the summer.
So why is it that the regular coach isn't coaching? Do they not have a coach anymore for this team? Why did they bring in, no matter whether it's her or whomever, why is there a different coach in the summer versus the rest of the season, the year?
I don't know.
The regular coach is probably back working on getting stuff ready for the new season.
That's a probably. Let's look at the other teams that are playing in this. Are they all the NBA teams are playing, is that right?
Yes.
And do they all have substitute coaches? All the other teams?
I would imagine that they
But you don't know. And I do not know that. But I would like to know.
Well, the Spurs coach named her to coach the summer league because he said that she's a firecracker, she takes no prisoners, great personality, she knows her stuff, and she's competitive. So it seems that the regular coach can pick who gets to coach for the summertime.
Or pick to do it himself. Yeah. Well, this is something that's unusual. It sort of falls into that same category. Remember when women in high school and college were playing football and people say, oh, women, they can't play football. Girls can't play football. And we all know that there are plenty of women. This is what's so silly about stereotyping or, you know, whatever it is. You put people all into the same category. Just because you're a woman, that doesn't mean that you aren't going to be strong, that you can't play football, that you couldn't play hockey, that you couldn't wrestle and beat men or whatever. What?
Yeah, to add to this story, the Spurs had made her the first full-time female assistant coach in NBA history. So she was the assistant coach during the regular season, and then earlier in the summer, they told her that she would lead the team in Las Vegas.
Good for her. What's her name again?
Yeah. It is Becky Hammon.
Becky Hammon. Good for you, Becky.
Somebody to watch.
Congratulations. Yep, somebody to watch. And it would be nice if she were the coach of the team full-time. Do you think that would be kind of cool?
That'd
give people something to talk about, wouldn't it, huh?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.